was this June meeting. And
feels like February.
I've got a, let's see, roll call. We've got everyone here. We've got, is it Jackson?
Yep.
Priscilla has finals she's studying, so she.
Okay.
Schoolwork getting in the way of union governance, huh?
Right.
Go figure.
Well, that's our roll call. Approval of the minutes from the previous meeting. Everyone get a copy of those. Any additions, corrections?
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Supervisor Zelinski, seconded by Supervisor Juhas. All those in favor?
Aye.
Now, I've got a couple things. One would be that our July meeting is at the Pringle Center. We have, we try to do one a year there, and it's usually the July one. So everyone remembers not to come here for that meeting. And Jackson, the Pringle Nature Center is at our Bristol Woods Park, which is on MP.
Right.
That'll be our July meeting.
What's the date on that?
First Monday.
July 1st.
July 1st.
He's
not
going to
postpone
the
4th of July.
The ribbon cutting is tomorrow at Pringle for the Boundless Adventures. And I believe that's at 4:30.
3:30, I believe.
Yeah. Dedication's at 4 o'clock, ribbon cutting at 4:30. So it starts at 4.
Yeah. I had it marked on my mind.
That's
wrong.
That's the
question.
He's the chairman.
That's the excuse I gave to Dan Esposito, and I'm sticking with it.
Okay, good. Good. Then you guys are on the right page.
I'm working on it. I'm being my work clothes with a tractor on my trailer. So, anyway, that can be at that. And the weather, your guess is as good as mine. It might be raining then. Might not be. And then, since we do have, we'll probably have to do this again, but we have new youth and governance, and I know we did it just recently, but I think we probably should introduce ourselves around the table. Jackson, what we do here with this committee is oversee the operations of the golf courses, the county parks, which include facilities now, which means every building that the county owns and operates, and all the projects and facilities, and the maintenance, and the highways. So we have representatives from those departments at each of our meetings, and that's who you'll meet, and that's who you'll hear reports from, and when there's resolutions and things, that's what you'll vote on. Discuss. So I think we'll go around the table, starting with me. I'm Dennis Alderman. I'm the chairman of the committee, and we'll just go around this way to introduce ourselves.
I'm Mark Nardio, Supervisor District 21. I'm also Jackson and Priscilla's mentor.
John Franco, Supervisor 13th District.
Daniel Gashke, Supervisor 7th District.
Jim Kupfer, I'm the CFO for Public Works. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Jackson. I'm Dan Dreyer. I'm the general manager at Brightondale Links and Petrifying Springs Golf Courses.
Mike Schrant, I'm the facilities manager.
Matt Collins, director of parks.
Frank Martinelli, engineering project manager. Welcome.
Thank you.
Ray Arbit, the public works director.
Wendy Epping, the administrative assistant for public works.
Mike Skolitsky,
supervisor, district 19. Good to see you again.
John Poole, supervisor, district 20, Panic Lake and Northern Salem.
Monica Juhas, Supervisor, District 18, North End of Pleasant Prairie and South End of Bristol.
Thank you.
Pringle. And Pringle Nature Center. I'm on the board.
Well, I'm on a library board, but I don't mention it all the time.
Clement's not here.
Yes, our highway commissioner isn't here.
He's up at the Highway Commissioners Conference.
Right. He spends a lot of time with the Dells. Is that where it is?
That's where it is. It's here every year.
He's at Kalahari.
Yeah.
So, yeah, wave surfing. I'd like to see that. So, that's all I have at the moment. Any other committee members?
I do. I'd sent a couple of pictures of the cleaning out of the culvert. I sent to Ray Clement, and now I've got both neighbors have complaints that the water is sitting in there, as well as the sign is going. It hasn't been, you know, graded out where the water will go through. It just now sits there, so they're worried about mosquito maybe. So they said they called somebody. I don't know if it was a Mark or I don't know.
Could be Mark.
Could I think it was Mark is what they said, and he was very. Very cordial with him and all that, and he said, well, you know, we'll have to talk to the neighbors and see if they'll allow us to do whatever we've got to do to make that all work, I guess, which would be stretch out the gradient, not the gradient, but the ditch line. So I just wanted to bring it up to you and comment that that has now reached me, which is fine because I pulled it down the road, but I thought they'd be happy that the
right, that it was cleaned out.
Was cleaned out. They actually moved the water through, but now it's just landing there. So,
and this is the dilemma with so many drainage issues is that everything is connected. So we'll check it out.
And it's interesting is with the exception of one other spot, which has nothing to do with the county. There's no water standing anywhere with all this rain, except for that one spot. And it wasn't there until it cleared.
When it got cleared out.
It must have been just whatever moving there or whatever. So anyway, just wanted to bring that up. Thank you.
We'll check it out.
Then we'll move on to citizens' comments. Seeing no citizens in attendance, we'll move on from there. And we'll start with highway.
Highway report. I'll be standing in for Clement. As Supervisor Nordigan pointed out, given the near constant rains in May, in fact, I believe the statistic I saw, there was 2.8 days that were considered farmable or tillable days in the month of May. We really only had minor flooding issues, though, requiring attention. We really were pretty lucky in that, especially relative to some of the other parts of the country and even parts of the state. Despite the weather issues, crews engaged in a lot of springtime work. We're obviously, I'm going to say, maybe not behind, but we are definitely not up to date with grass mowing at this point. And you can see, even on the facility side of things, we've been challenged. Golf parks as well. There's areas that you simply haven't been able to mow because you can't even get at them with walking mowers. Everything is that saturated. Weather permitting, we are scheduled this week to start our first paving project, County Highway W from F, basically to the south end of where we did the new reconstruction for the taking the curve or softening the curve on Highway W. That's supposed to start this week. I didn't hear today because I was in and out of the office quite a bit if they actually got a chance to mobilize for that.
They were out there.
You did? Okay, yeah. Good. Crews also fully engaged in highway maintenance for the state. We resurfaced about 2,000 feet. Anybody that's driven west on Highway 50, there was an absolutely horrendous stretch kind of near Pats. It was the southern lane of the two eastbound lanes. And I don't know why the state only had us do 2,000 feet because there's actually a lot more. And I'm hoping that as they get a better handle on what their budget looks like for the season, they're going to have us do some more work out there because it's definitely in need of it.
Right. And that, how about 83 north of 50 going into Burlington? It's not as bad now. I mean, that was all rough ground or whatever, but in the winter, it's...
Obscene. It's really bad. I haven't heard anything. I don't know if you've heard the guys talking about anything, but I haven't heard of any projects scheduled for that yet.
Because that's state as well. Right?
That's state as well.
Okay.
So I haven't heard, but I know it's on their radar because there were literally, you couldn't drive 35 miles an hour on that road in the spring when the frost was starting to come out of the ground.
But that's a base problem, so that's going to be a major construction problem.
Yeah.
They'll bid that thing out, and that won't be repaving.
I don't think so. Yeah, they let us repave that one section two years ago, I think, to kind of try to soften it a bit, but it needs a complete reconstruction. Absolutely. So that's kind of what's going there. Project updates on Highway S. Again, I won't read everything here exact because the committee members have had it, but basically right-of-way acquisition is about 50% complete. There's at this point only one property owner on phase one that looks to be more challenging. It's the saloon, Icky Ricky's. Demolition is actually supposed to start on the properties that have been fully acquired already. It's supposed to start this week. And on phase two, it's down to one property owner. That was as of like last Thursday, and I believe that's still the case, but a couple of the folks that we had challenges with, one of them I know has been resolved, the Kivik one has been resolved. It's down to two, and it's Rinaldi and what's the name of the?
Ravella.
Ravella, I believe, is squared away. It was as of Friday, and then there was some stuff that happened over the weekend. But it's down to those two, basically, on S. And
you say stuff that happened over the weekend.
So what happened, without getting into too much gory detail, there's a house next to it that's being demoed right now, and the demo mobilization started on Friday. But in order to access the back part of that property, you have to come around on their property. Yeah. So what? Yeah. So
he made a stick about this. Is that what he?
Right. That's what that's about. That's what you got copied on.
Over that, and a call and a text and this and I'm thinking.
There was. Yeah.
There was cooperation earlier on. You wouldn't have had all these headaches, buddy.
Right. So I don't think there's any problems with that. Yeah, you got copied on it. There was a lot of electronic information that came over the weekend.
Thank you.
County Highway F realignment project. Real estate acquisition is ongoing for this project. We actually got a meeting this Wednesday with the town and the village and a couple of the key landowners there to hopefully put in place most of the remaining pieces of that so we can get things moved forward on that project. The project itself is moving forward, the design of it, but there's just a number of things related to the project that we can tie up and make the whole thing work a lot better for everybody out there if we can get these other pieces in place. Hopefully the meeting on Wednesday will allow us to get the major pieces in place for that. County Highway K project, I'm going to say that the design continues to move forward on that. As far as we continue to work with the city on this, and I'm going to say really until all of the stormwater issues, utility relocation, and the funding piece of this gets, I think we're going to get the design done and we'll see what the timing of this actually becomes. If it is something that was really originally scheduled to do this year, and then it was talked about next year, we'll see. My guess is there's some issues that are going to have to be sorted out here that are going to take up a good chunk of this year yet to get sorted out. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, I think, given all the other projects we got on our plate. County Highway KR enhancement. The section from I-94 to H that the state's working on, I know that has been hampered by weather because I drove by there last week, and although they've got some progress, they haven't done a heck of a lot in the last 3 weeks. So I don't think that's going to be done in July as they had originally intended. I don't see how that could happen. I know they're still targeting to have all of it done by the end of the year yet. And hopefully the weather will start to cooperate. The section from H to 31 East, we had a planning meeting with the real estate team week before last, May 23rd, to initiate the right-of-way acquisition process. So that's going to just start now. It takes a while to get all the pieces, legal pieces in place, so that I don't think actual negotiations are going to start with some of those property owners until like around August 1st. It's going to take that long to get through some of the preliminary stuff. That project is still targeted for construction to start in the fall of 2020. Pretty much all the highway projects that we've got in play at the moment. Questions?
Any questions? We will move on to parks. Matt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So first thing on the parks status report is Boundless Adventures. As stated by the chairman, we are officially open, started back on Memorial Day, and they are open on weekends through the 14th, right around when school gets out, and then they're going to be in a daily operation starting on the 17th through the early part of fall. And again, just welcome all committee members, members of the county board, to be at the grand opening event tomorrow, again at 4 p.m. Next thing on the list is Bristol Woods Parkway reconstruction. Thankfully, we did have a dry month back in March to really do a lot of work. So they are substantially complete with that parkway project. The entrance gate is up. They still have to get it painted, so don't know what's going on with that one. But other than that, some minor landscape reconstruction, that project is substantially complete. Moving on to Katy Park, Phase 2. So the contractor did substantially complete the punch list on that boat launch, pier, multi-use dock, and the parking lots. So all new amenities are operational for this year and moving forward. And then you can see the pictures below. For the Eagle Scout project, Travis sent completed the construction of a boardwalk within Katy Park, and this is more on the north end. It's considered the Red Trail that goes around Katy Park Lake. And people were just basically putting out pieces of plywood to shortcut that down the north end of the lake, and saw an opportunity to actually construct a boardwalk to make that pass a little bit more user-friendly. And that was a tough Eagle Scout project, not only for the actual construction, because he had to dig through a lot of stones and boulders just to get the footings in place, but also he had to get that approved through the Army Corps of Engineers, and we all know what the feat is to get that permit approval process through. So he stuck with us and did a fantastic job with that project. And then next on the list is a Pike River restoration, Phase 1. We did meet with the contractor back last week, and we did have a positive meeting with the owner of Drax, and they did mobilize today. So they're back on the project site. I think they had their attorneys led them in the right direction to get back on this project, and we're hoping to be done and substantially complete with that project by the end of this month. So that's a positive change, finally, with that project. The Pets Building and Ball Field project, contractor, they're moving along, they're on schedule. And they completed the exterior stone veneer. Roof is up. Drywall is installed within the restroom facility. We finished up the municipal water installation for both the facility and that beer garden. And We Energies, within a day, was able to transfer all the transformers and upgrade the electric last week. So that's all moving forward. We're still on cue to be done by July 1st. The Pets restroom number 5, that's moving along. We would hoped to be finished with that last week, but we now expect that to be done this week. We just got to put in the partitions and finish up some plumbing within the pipe chase. And thanks to Mike Schrant for letting us use his brand new plumber, DJ. We're able to save over 50% of costs from our original quotes to using our in-house plumber. So not only is it a high quality job that we're getting, but we're substantially saving money by doing a lot of these projects in-house now. UW Parkside, we had the land use agreement formally signed back on the 23rd of May. And that's, again, a 50-year agreement to partner with UW Parkside on 139 acres. So that's official now. Don't want to go into all the special events, but June really kicks off our season. We're going to be extremely busy in a good way with a lot of free or very family-friendly programming events throughout our park system. A couple high points, Beer Garden, now they're open every day. They officially opened on Memorial Day. Our Silver Lake Beach is officially open, although we're struggling to find lifeguards this year. Lifeguards obviously need to be certified, and with the job market as good as it is, kids don't want to become certified, pay that upfront cost, and get all the necessary requirements to become a lifeguard when there's so many other employment opportunities. So we're still plugging away, we're still trying to find those lifeguards, but as of now, we're not fully staffed with them. So if anyone knows of any lifeguards or kids looking for a summer job, we pay for their certifications. We give them a $250 hiring bonus that goes towards their certification or recertification. So we're trying to really make an incentive for these kids. But if anyone has a word of mouth, so.
Do you know how long the certification takes?
I know they offer classes through the RecPlex, the YMCA. I know it's not like a one-day thing.
Yeah.
I just don't know the duration. It might be like a week or so in order to get certified.
Just check with whoever.
Yeah, they. Yep, and then we have all the job posts as far as what certifications are needed with open water, CPR certified, all that good stuff.
Okay.
Matt, I've been talking to everybody about this, you know, that has children, grandchildren. What's the age requirement?
We actually just dropped that down to 15 because that's what the state allows. Because I think statewide with the Dells, maybe we can ask Clement when he gets back how many lifeguards they have over there. But I'm sure everyone's hurting for lifeguards across the state. So they lowered that age to 15 just to recruit.
That's why they did lower it.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Dells.
I guarantee it. So we checked with our attorneys and we were able to lower it too. So other couple high points as far as events go, yoga, CrossFit, movies over at Pets Park every Friday. So we have group rule offices that are supporting that. Yoga, both at Pets and over at Old Settlers. We have another yoga studio that's going to offer free yoga over at Old Settlers Park right on Paddock Lake. So that'll be on a weekly basis for 10 weeks. And then another new one this year is the Pets Beer Garden is partnering with the Traveling Food Truck Tour. And the dates are listed on there, but there's going to be four specific food truck events. And they're bringing up to 20 food trucks at each one of these events. So I think that's going to be a huge draw for the Beer Garden and Pets Park.
Did I read it right on, I think it was on the website, for those who partake in cigars on Tuesday night, starting tomorrow, they have the cigars at the beer garden?
Cigars, Stogies, and Sinatra, I think, is the official tagline.
Cigars,
yeah. We leave them do their marketing, but yeah.
No, I understand why it's not.
Yeah.
They're a creative group of entrepreneurs. They really do a nice job.
Yes. That's it.
Any questions for Matt on any of these items? So we'll move on to golf. To the end.
With the cold, wet spring, I think Ray stated there was 2.8 days of farmable, so there's also 2.8 days of golf this last month. It's been a rough start to. We continue to promote it. We had this spring senior scramble. That was one event that did go off on the day that it was scheduled. The spring scramble, we had 96 participants for April 27th. We had to reschedule it for May 4th. We only ended up with 68. The TaylorMade demo day last year, we had a $14,000 day. We had five people fitting clubs at the same time. This year, we had to reschedule it. And then we postponed it, and so we're hoping June 15th is a better day for us. The Titleist demo day, it was scheduled for May 5th, and then it went to May 25th, and then postponed. We're just trying to find a date for their fitters to come down and help us. The Tour Edge demo day, it was cold and wet that day, and I think we sold, one driver that day also. The Cleveland Shrixon day was also cold and wet. I mean, we sold a 5-wood and two wedges that day. And the Callaway day, we haven't been able to get done yet, and we're still looking for dates to reschedule that. So it's been a real challenge with all of our events this year. Good news is that the Kenosha News has stepped up again to partner with us to promote the Kenosha County Open. It's going to be 3 days of great golf. We're going to start at Strawberry Creek, so we've added them as a draw to other golfers that normally doesn't get to play that golf course. And then we're going to finish up on the Blue Spruce and the White Birch at Brightondale. So we're really looking forward to that event. And then our junior clinics kick off a week from Wednesday. We normally have about 105 to 10 in our clinics. And then we have another event with, it's going to be a week-long camp. And then we have two PGA Junior Leagues going right now. So we have, I think, 11 in each course now. We had 10, and we just had a couple of late signups. So we have 11 juniors that are playing in our PGA Junior League, and they get to play Strawberry Creek and Racine Country Club and Meadowbrook and Brightondale and Petrifying Springs. So they get to go to all those different courses, so that's a real lot of fun for them. And then we're working with a new marketing company this year, One-to-One Marketing. Please check out our websites. I think that they have a great new look to them. I hope you guys are all getting our email blasts. We're doing that once a week just to promote the golf courses. Employee hiring is also a challenge for us, especially in maintenance. We're down four long-term maintenance workers at Brightondale and two at Petrifying Springs. So it's been a real challenge. Food and beverage, our managers have really stepped up. They've been working 60-hour weeks, trying to cover, the shortage, but both dedicated, good people, seasonal people that really do a good job for us. And now that it's getting busier. We do have some college people that are coming back, so we're still looking for some food and beverage help also, especially for the fall when all the college kids go back again. Our flight scope, when we have been working it with the demo days, it works great. You know, it really gives us credibility. It gives you videos of your swing. It gives you 28 data points on all the different analytics of your club head and club path and club speed and ball speed and the spin ratios, and it really is a great tool. And we're really trying to figure a way to use it for winter golf lessons and club fitting at Petrifying Springs. We have our Christmas sale, but we want to kind of extend that and put up a netting and have a video board in there in the netting and actually use that and try and get an off-season program for teaching and maybe even some leagues and that kind of thing over at Petrifying Springs with our new flight scope. The White Birch bunker renovation, finally, since September 12th it started last year, and it was expected to end last year, and we finally got it open a week ago Thursday, or last Thursday is when it finally opened. And great reviews so far from our patrons. They really like playing out of the bunkers. The green surrounds are long yet. We sodded that area, so we've been cutting it down, hand mowing it. The sod is finally knitted in most places. The drainage has been better where there's water for the water to run. The bunkers have been draining, you know, really well compared to what they used to be. So I really think that this is going to be a great buzz for Kenosha County Golf and Brightondale Links. So working on the cart pass again today. We were out there with two DNR guys looking if we need permits. One was archaeological significance in any of the paths that we're moving. And thanks to the highway department for all their help. Doug Core was really put a lot of work into this project, and it's going to be another great feather in our cap once we get that project done. And then the point of sale system, implementing it during the season, which it took a while to do the RFP and get the results back and figure out which was the best for us, was challenging. You know, with the weather, you know, we were still able to do it on some of the slower times, but we've had some bugs with it, but, you know, we've worked through that, and it's going to be a lot better in the long run. You know, it's going to be a great system, and hopefully with a one-to-one marketing, it'll be a better overall marketing and control point for Kenosha County Golf. So hopefully there's better weather on its way.
Anything for Dan? So Mike, you're first with facilities.
Okay. Starting with the courthouse chiller replacement project. That project is substantially completed, as I stated last month. And I want to point out that it does have AC availability, although I don't think we need it. Commissioning and punch list items remain. We've been working from the latter part of the month before, and we're getting there. A couple more weeks, I think, hopefully we'll move that. On the KCAB heat pump replacement project, the third floor with the four heat pumps by the county executive are complete. And in the basement, which is where the main work of the first phase is going on, there's 24 heat pumps and 16 of them are installed already. That project's well on schedule. The third project is a PSB employee parking lot repaving. At this point, I'm moving it out a week because we've got a one-week delay now. Curbing is done. They've done one proof roll and did a cut to pack better. We're going for another proof roll on Friday. I think it's going to come out okay. Weather holds, we'll start paving, and then landscaping is left, and then striping. So June 14th is what I'm targeting for that project to be done. So for the ongoing list, and on the focus on energy list, there are more updates. So I'm good.
Did you say
say a proof roll?
Yeah, it's the funniest thing. Yeah. You'd think it would be more engineering.
Everybody's going to act like they know what this means, but not everybody knows. So you want to clarify that?
Yeah. A proof roll is basically they load up a triaxle dump truck with a full load of gravel, with all the glorious weight that it is, and they drive over all the corners and areas in the parking lot and see how far the tires sink in.
Okay.
They sink too far with the observations with the consultant and the project manager from Chicani. They point out spots that they want cuts taken out and gravel put in and compacted.
Beautiful. Okay. Proof roll.
Yeah, it works, but you think it'd be...
For the egg roll, but I am proof roll.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now they're allowed a certain percentage. And if it doesn't make it, man, you got to get out the backhoe and start digging. I've seen a lot of proof rolls fail.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if you don't get that base to pass the proof roll, your paper's not going to hold up the way it should.
Right.
And Highway 83.
Right. Or Highway 83 is a great example.
All that base that's saturated, they've done, I think, 10, if I remember the right number, 10 pump outs. Just to get the water out so it'll dry faster between the lanes.
Thank you, Mike. Well, Frank, this is going smoothly, so.
I'll try to keep it.
See what you got going.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Anderson Art Center Preservation Project. The HVAC rough-in has started in the basement in the attic. It's going well so far. Windows and shutters are advancing through the restoration process. Quite a few windows and shutters on that building. The east roof elevation, the gutter work and re-roofing has started on the east side. Geothermal underground piping is complete. That was the big dig we had in the backyard and has been backfilled. As with the wet weather, we have not been able to seed it yet, so that's put us behind a little on that. The new toilet rooms in the garage are the plumbing rough-in and the metal wall framing are all complete. So that's going well. Yes, sir.
Why are they, and maybe just clarification, why are they restoring the windows, not putting new windows in?
It has to do with the National Park Service and the state of Wisconsin, and because it's on the National Historic Register. We actually have to restore what's there.
You know, they always complain about energy efficiency everywhere else. Oh my God, we got to do this and dream this up and put a new regulation. Here we want to put better windows in. They won't let you.
It was one of the first things we pushed back on at the start of the project. And yeah, it's one of those.
Okay.
We tried.
Yeah.
We did try.
Yeah.
Restore all the shutters you want. We don't really care about those, right? They're all decoration. But, okay. Thank you.
As Ray said, we tried. We got shut down.
Right. When will that project aim to be completed?
We'll be wrapped up by the end of November.
Really?
Yeah. Now, do they, when you guys push back, and you probably bring up the argument or the national energy laws, right, because they're always trying to push more and more efficient and better energy reductions. What is their response? Because, of course, that would be one agency passing those laws and a different one restricting
them. Exactly.
And they don't care between the two of them.
That's exactly it. You hit exactly on it. Each one of those federal agencies has a specific mission, and whenever they conflict is when we have one of those challenges. That's when it poses challenges. That was like on the Highway S project by H, and when the FAA and the DOT were telling us on how we had to get the intersection design, because it's the same thing. This is a lesser thing, but at the end of the day, the historical folks trump the... There isn't anybody saying mandating the energy. We want to do it because that's what we're doing, but there is things that specifically mandate when it's on historical registry, you have to default to that type of approach.
Just as a side note, I was at the Stella and kind of looked around, and they all were single pane. They either were able to keep those windows or they had to restore them or replace them in kind. So on that project.
Did they let you put film on the inside? Anything for any thermal insulation?
I
Yeah, I, you know what? Actually, we did ask about that for UV and things like that too. And I bet I think bottom line the answer was no. But let me go back and double check. It's very valid questions, and we kind of went through this with their consultants and stuff, and they ran it up the flagpole. But the National Park Service, as far as historical places, seems to, as Ray said, have a trump card.
I've gotten into it with them a couple of times.
It makes no sense.
It's fairly entertaining.
Yeah.
But all you do is close the windows.
Right. Over the ADA, too. Trump's ADA.
Well, yeah.
Frank, with the November completion date, do we anticipate this project adversely affecting the Twilight Jazz concert series at all?
Excellent question. Actually, no, because they're moving everything to the north side, right across
the soccer field.
They're going to hold it all in the soccer field. Gotcha. So, yeah, Kemper planned all that out so that, you know. And
so we'll lose some grass parking, but still have the...
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So all those events will be held. All of their events that were scheduled for there will be in the good soccer field.
Okay,
no other great questions? We'll go on to the Branch 1 courtroom renovation project. The millwork is 90% complete. Electrical is 90% complete. The audio video supplier, AVI, is about 70% complete, hooking up all the TVs and stuff like that, electronics. And we are targeting a completion date of June 17th.
And I heard the judges were happy.
Yes. We gave him a sneak peek, and him and his staff were very happy.
Good.
Moving on to KCAB refresh project, HVAC work that Mike talked about in there with the heat pumps, they got that done. We cleared out that area, and they started right on time, and we're complete right on time. Same thing with the LED lighting. Right after the HVAC, Mike, our in-house electrician, got the new LED lighting in there. Going to save a ton of money, and that was completed. And we actually started today, this morning at 6 a.m. They were in there starting to demo and actually got some of the smaller walls up. So that's right on time. We're hoping to complete that on July 10th. No other questions. Again, the ceremonial courtroom restoration scoping project. We're still compiling all the information with the architect and to do the report and the scope and the estimation of costs. And we actually just applied for our first grant today. It was due today and submitted it with Nancy from Parks. And so that was, we've got that one kicked into gear. We're still got our fishing lines out for quite a few of them, but that was the first one.
Jackson, you were going to be doing a project, EcoScout project, with the ceremonial courtroom involved. Did you, Frank, have you heard about this?
No,
just
excellent.
Briefly, I
thought
I wanted to
introduce
you about it.
Yeah, so my EcoScout project, which is sort of in the late stages of being confirmed, had already made it through the county supervisor's office, so I have everything okay on this end. It just needs to go up to the district for Boy Scouts. The idea is to compile information on the judges whose portraits are in the ceremonial courtroom, and then create a sort of pamphlet so that people can see that information and sort of see who is in those portraits, because a lot of that information we don't really have readily available. Like half of them, a lot of people, myself included, don't know who they are. And that project may or may not be affected by that. I don't think it will be superbly, but for instance, if we were moving the paintings and removing them for any reason, that might affect it slightly. So I'll keep my ears out for that. If I have any questions on that, I'll let you know.
Sure. So Jackson, did you meet with the exec already then as well over it?
Yes. I gave him my project proposal. He signed it, he approved it, and I have it approved by everybody on my end. It needs to be approved by the district.
Okay. So we'll get it from the county exec, because, yeah, I didn't get a chance to tell you that at the county board meeting last week, Jackson made me aware of it, but I know the county exec wanted to look at it first.
And I can also get you a copy of that at some point if you want.
Yeah, if you could, that'd be great.
All right.
Sounds good.
And what's the timing you're looking at?
I want to get the project done by mid-August. It shouldn't be too hard. There's not a lot of construction involved. It's more just compiling the information and finding it and making sure it's accurate, and then putting it on a pamphlet.
Correct. Yeah, we there won't, with your timing, it won't interfere with anything here.
All right, awesome. Thank you.
Just so you know, Jackson, Earl Morton, no one knows him as Earl Morton. They all call him Bucky. I met Bucky at a tavern in Twin Lakes.
He lived out there, didn't he?
Bucky lived out
there. Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, I didn't know his name was Earl.
Right.
I saw him in his picture in the courthouse. Earl, Jesus.
I just have one more question. I don't think it's on the picture. I see it. We were doing some changes here with planning development and the sheriff's station. Is there anything going on with that?
So I was going to give you an update.
That's great.
Under mine.
Okay.
I'll give you an update.
Anything else for Frank? If not, we'll move on to Ray.
Yeah, so couple of things, one of which Suarez and Nordigan touched on already. I'm going to start. I got a few notes. Moving into the right-of-way acquisition phase and the KR project, as we mentioned. Also, be working to keep the County Highway F realignment project moving forward. We're going to have a meeting this week. Make a little comment about weather, but I think we beat that horse to death tonight. On a related matter, drainage issues continue to impact many public infrastructure and private properties on both ends of the county. I've been reporting to the committee, it's been pretty regular. There's a steady stream, but it seems like every month there's at least one or two more citizen-driven inquiries or complaints about some kind of drainage issue that requires attention. There was a couple in Pleasant Prairie this past month, and I think there was one more out on the western end as well. And I don't see these things going away, so we've kind of set up internally the ability to do a first line of investigation for these things and then try to marshal whatever resources we need to at least get an initial mitigation strategy in place, which is just that, an initial thing, because a lot of them really are going to require a bigger look at a bigger thing. But if we can do something to help alleviate some of the pressure now, we're doing that. And then working towards a better long-term solution as best we can. So it's drainage is going to be a thing, I think, just ongoing. As Dan and Matt mentioned, there's been, from a seasonal position standpoint, maintenance guys in both parks and golf more so, and lifeguards in parks really been a challenge. Requests for economic-related infrastructure development still stays pretty steady. A lot of these things are all potential. There's nothing, usually the newspaper makes, when they're official, the newspaper brings it out. But we're just getting a lot of inquiries about things that could happen. And none of them have officially moved into that phase. But we still get asked for what kind of access can we have, what road improvements would need to be made in order to accommodate this type of development. And Clement really is the one that's involved in those intimately to sort out kind of the initial pieces of the puzzle. Our initial position on all those is that we push back on whoever the developer is to provide those infrastructure enhancements and the municipality involved, so that it may be on a county road that's affected, but we typically take the initial position that between the developer and the municipality, they need to kind of sort out how the stuff's going to get financed. So there's a number of the things, but nothing officially has moved forward yet. County fire communications system switched to the new frequency on April 23rd. Appears to be working really well. There was a fire chief's meeting out here on May 23rd, and that was one of the topics, was to get feedback from all the chiefs, and things have been working very well. So that's the first kind of piece in the puzzle for the simulcast project. We still haven't signed an agreement for the towers and buildings to award that contract yet. That one, if you remember, came in about 25% over what we had budgeted, and we've worked through value engineering it, and it's close. It's still about 5% over what we had budgeted for that project. So there's a few more things we've got to work out with Motorola and Baycom, basically, to bring that project cost down. That's that, and then the bid package for the P&D and UW Extension co-location, that went out actually on the 24th. Bids are due back in on the 26th. Right now, the cost estimates from the architect, based on what we did, we're pretty much right at what we had budgeted. So we'll see.
Like $100,000.
Like $100,000, yep. And it's about $110,000 is what his estimate is, with like a $10,000 contingency. But we built into the bid a couple things in talking with Mike. Like, there's electrical component that's $12,000. And then we actually had our electrician involved, so that if we can't afford it, then we've got Mike's guy queued up to do at least a substantial part of that. There's some other things with carpeting, and mainly carpeting and painting, where there's things that we could do possibly with the work crew on the painting side of things. And there's, on the carpeting side, at a minimum, we're gonna do wherever we're cutting walls and pasting walls. But if we ideally would do the whole thing, the carpet's 25 years old, but if we can't do that, we can't do it. So between those three components, we've identified about $20,000, $25,000 worth of stuff that we can pull out if we need to go that route. So hopefully we'll be able to do that project yet this year. That's pretty much everything that we've got going on, as everybody's indicated tonight.
Very nice. This is kind of a little record.
It's nice to have a night where there's not that much heavy lifting.
Get that Highway KR thing out of the way. So if no one has anything else, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Sorry. Supervisor Morgan. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.